It's Graybar Sports Open Line here on KMOX. City SC right in the middle of Leagues Cup. They're coming off a win this past weekend. They're going to get back at it with a matchup against Juarez this weekend. And we are always so happy to be able to welcome on St. Louisan. Great in everything that he's done, including all the work he does now with MLS Season Pass on Apple TV. It's our friend Taylor Twellman. Taylor, thank you so much for taking some time with us today. How are you?
No problem. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. So what have you seen from City since the coaching change? There's obviously been some better moments, but also some moments that it looks very similar to what it was like under Bradley Carnell.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, right? I think it's also, you've got to assess it through the lens of, have they had a full roster, full complement of players? Having known John Hackworth as long as I've known him, you know, it is going to be a little different than Bradley Carnell. There's going to be some similar principles, but then there's also going to be some changes, and I think some of those could be drastic based on the identity and where this team was last year versus this year. So I need to see a full complement of players, and I think now that the new players are there, they've arrived, they're getting their legs under them. I think it's going to be interesting to see what we get out of them against Juarez this weekend, but more so, you know, if they progress in League's Cup, how do they play themselves into fitness, the new guys, and what do they look like under John Hackworth?
It's kind of a benefit to them to have League's Cup because you're able to integrate all these new players where expectations are so high of new players coming in. And at least for a moment, these are matches that are not impacting MLS standings, that they still have that hope of maybe being a playoff team this year.
Yeah, I mean, I look at it the other way too, though, right? Like, if your whole goal is to make the playoffs, well, you obviously, with a depleted roster, you don't want anyone to get injured. So, you know, it's six and a half one way, half a dozen the other, no matter how you look at it. So you look at it glass half full, I agree 100% with you. I'd also argue, though, that League's Cup is the only way they can save their season, too. So why not go for it? And if you can get to the semifinal, now you play yourself into the Champions Cup next year. You've kind of saved your season on some level. And I think that's kind of the mindset of Lutz Pfannenstiel in bringing the group in. So there is many a different ways you can skin a cat in this league. I think if they're going to make the playoffs, they have to win 6 of 9, probably 7 of 9, if they lose one of the other two games. That is as long of a shot as you ever see. It's happened before, but again, they're going to have to go on a run, and I think that run's only going to come if they go on a run in League's Cup.
I don't know Coach Hackworth all that well, but it seems like he's not afraid to get after guys when he feels like the situation presents itself. It didn't feel that much with Bradley Carnell, but I don't know what was going on behind closed doors. When you're a struggling group the way this team is struggling, can that be good for a team to get some very blunt, direct, almost conflict from your coach?
Well, you're asking a guy that's lived in Boston, Massachusetts for 24 years. That's longer than I lived in St. Louis, buddy. So I prefer direct. I prefer get to the point, and we move on. I think John Hackworth is a breath of fresh air. I think some of the players were too comfortable. I think some of the players thought too highly of themselves, if that makes any sense. And Hackworth's going to hold you accountable. I think all of us in life need to be held accountable because it keeps you on edge, and it keeps you wanting to succeed more. But I still go back to this roster, you know, being depleted. It's difficult. I think Lutz Pfannenstiel needs to decide, do you want to see some of the young players and see what they have and potentially what you have next year? There's going to be some big, big roster decisions at the end of this year. So, yeah, I agree with you. I think Hackworth is a breath of fresh air. But mind you, his job is technical director, right? So he's got to look down 18, 24, 36 months down the road as well. So he may be playing players that, you know, if you were in a playoff hunt, you may not play them. Well, guess what? Now you've got the luxury of maybe you can find out some answers on some unknown, you know, quantities within your league.
Do you like the job that Lutz has done here in the transfer window?
I do. I think they need way more of a presence in the attacking third. And already you can see that Hardo and Tuukka are different players, right? So I think there's going to be a little bit of a growing period, and I think fans need to understand that even just watching them play against Dallas, take the fitness out of it, the thoughts, the patterns of play, where the spaces are that they like to operate, they're all very similar, so they've got to find a way to play all three of those guys together. I think Leuven as a deep line midfielder is going to be really good, but that means Tuukka and Hardo, you know, they can't play in the same spaces. That's going to take some time, but make no mistake about it, they absolutely 100% add a different quality, different dimension to this team. This team's only won four times in 2024 in Major League Soccer. Five, if you include Leagues Cup. They've got to find a way to be dangerous again, and especially put some question marks on the opposition. So in that part, yes, I think if you had Lutz and he gave you True Serum, he'd like one more piece in the attacking third, and he'd also try to solidify the center back, left back position. They've done that with a player from second Bundesliga on loan, but I think he's still looking down the barrel of trying to do something because he knows the way the rest of the league with more money being infiltrated into the transfer window starting now, St. Louis City has to spend money here.
You mentioned being dangerous, and even beyond the depleted roster, which has taken away some scorers off the field, is it challenging to run the system that they run and have multiple dangerous players on the field at any moment?
It's a great question because the reason why you play this system is the sum is greater than the individual parts. And so if you are depleted, well, the system's supposed to make up for that. And now it's interesting that now they have a depleted roster, all of a sudden the system doesn't. This is why the New York Red Bulls and Red Bull Global have done this for so long, because the high energy return, you can outkick your coverage with the player profile that's on the field because the system creates the chances for themselves, if I'm making it any easier to digest. And I think that's where this becomes very interesting. I don't think the system that Bradley Carnell played before Leagues Cup last year is the system at all of what they're playing now. I don't think it's even close. And so now you've got to add more quality to the field. You've got to have the ability to possess the ball and to break down lower blocks. And so I don't think you're going to see St. Louis City play as high of a line as you did under Bradley Carnell. And I think there's going to be a little bit of an onus on keeping the ball a little bit more. Well, guess what? You've got to have more quality. Now the personnel matters, but that's what's interesting to me. When this roster was depleted under Bradley Carnell and even John Hackworth, the system is supposed to help you negate that, and it wasn't. And that's where I think Lutz Fahnenstiel probably has been more frustrated than in years past, because neither was working, and you've got to fix both.
Couple more questions with Greg Taylor Twellman as he joins us here on a Sports Open Line. Do you take anything away from MLS's dominance so far here in the Leagues Cup?
No, we saw it similar to last year. I just think home field advantage is a huge part of it. Liga MX teams have played, what, maybe three, four games in their league, so it's eerily similar to Major League Soccer teams and CONCACAF Champions Cup when we saw St. Louis City. You know, you come right into your season and you're playing competitive games. That's where Liga MX is in the moment. Now, in saying that, you always got to take it with a grain of salt, the wins that come off the penalty shootouts, because ultimately those are draws, right? So those games have been the same. I think the bigger surprise to me is the Austin being able to defeat both Pumas and Monterrey in regulation. Those were really big, surprising results. San Jose even winning on penalties against Chivas. San Jose is the worst team in this league, and yet they found a way to grind out a result there. So you never know. St. Louis City could go on a result here. They get one this weekend. They go on a run. And again, if you get yourself a CONCACAF Champions Cup spot out of this tournament, on some level, you've salvaged your season.
It was so weird this past weekend with all the supporter groups not being there and the chants and the drums and everything not happening. Feels like MLS as a league is at least listening to the supporter groups, not just in St. Louis, but across MLS cities that are still very interested in the U.S. Open Cup being a bigger part of this. Does this all get figured out at some point?
Yes. Absolutely, it does.
Okay.
And I don't think anyone fully has done a good job of dissecting where the Open Cup was when I played in it, where the Open Cup was. I called 5, 6, 7, it could be more, Open Cup finals in a row, and every single halftime talk we had, I was begging the U.S. Soccer Federation to put more into it. For the longest time, what fans don't understand is the Major League Soccer owner has funded the Open Cup with travel and all of those games where the lower divisions hosting and all of that. And I think what happened was, whatever, lines were crossed, miscommunication, I think it gets figured out. I am a massive fan of the Open Cup. I still will be, always will be. And even Major League Soccer understands where I'm coming from on that. So it's a huge part of the history of our country and our sport. But I think people need to understand for about 20-some-odd years, the MLS owner funded the U.S. Open Cup. And until that was addressed, there was going to be a bubbling point. That's what you had this year. But I would be shocked if it's not figured out by 2025.
MLS Season Pass is the home for Leagues Cup matches. City will match up against Juarez coming up this Sunday, 8 o'clock over at City Park, and then right back into a MLS play later on this month. Taylor, before I let you go, the package, the program that is MLS Season Pass is such an amazing thing for sports fans. Give a plug for the folks listening who have not yet made the plunge.
Yeah, if you haven't made the plunge, you can get it right now for 50% off. That's every Leagues Cup game. That's every Major League Soccer game coming into the playoffs and then ultimately MLS Cup. I just think if you saw it where it started, 18 months later, see where we are. And I'll tell you, 18 months from now, the growth is going to be exponential. We look forward to it. But again, you won't miss a single city second for 50% off right now.
Taylor, thank you for being so gracious with your time.
Yeah, be good, dude.
That's Taylor Twellman joining us here on the program, part of the team with MLS Season Pass. Again, they're going to be in action coming up this weekend. City SC is against Juarez. That's going to be a Sunday matchup, and that's going to take place at 8 o'clock. You can also listen to it on our sister station, Y98. You can, if you've got the MLS Season Pass, you can do the audio overlay with the local radio put on top of that, so you can basically listen to the Y98 broadcast while watching the video from Apple.